Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Iba yung smile nung alam na niya na pag-uusapan na si Boyfie ngayon. Ano? Nakasmile na siya. Kitang-kita namin ngayon kahit kausap lang sa telepono. Let's talk about Sean. Ito yung name niya. Ano? Paano kayo nagkakilala ni Sean? Saan? Ikaw ba lumapit? Sige, kwento mo sa amin.
Ayun, si kami ni Sean, we were both. Nandito kasi siya sa tabi, kaya medyo natatawa
ako. Kinikilig eh. Oh. Okay.
Ayun, so we were both working at the same hospital. Mm-hmm. So I met him like 4 years ago. So, yeah. Ayun, medyo hindi ko pa siya pinapansin nung dati. So parang, kasi mas senior ako sa kanya. Mas ang dami talaga stereotypes. Mm. Naging kami.
Okay.
So, yun, mas senior ako sa kanya. Tapos, but we're both nurses. So, medyo sa duty, parang lagi akong formal kasi in charge nurse ako nun eh. So, parang, ayun, laging formal, laging talagang walang bahid ng yung other than work.
Mm.
Ayun, talagang
seryoso, kumbaga.
Oo. So, ayun, dun ko siya na-meet sa work. So, parang wala talagang spark na kahit na ano, parang zero. Parang walang future dito, parang ganon. So, parang ayun. Tsaka, ayun, I was with someone else nung na-meet ko siya.
Oh, okay.
So, talagang yun, iba talaga ang focus.
Okay, so paano lumabot ang puso ni Irish KK Sean?
Sa madaling salita, hindi talaga kahit sa work, hindi kami masyadong nag-uusap ng anything about personal life. Mm. Siguro mga hi, hello, can you assist me with this? Yung mga ganyang favors lang. Pero yung anything beyond personal issues, wala talaga. Hindi kami nag-uusap ng ganyan. Tsaka hindi ko naman din kasi masyadong ka-close yung mga co-work ko. Kasi I've got my own circle of friends. Ayun. So, nung paano naging kami, well, first, nag-resign siya actually sa hospital eh. So, parang, ayun, nung nalaman niya na na-single ako, bumalik siya.
Mm.
So, akala ko
medyo feeling
na. Oh, nag-reapply siya sa hospital.
Wow! Okay.
Oh.
So, parang, ayun, talagang interstate travel talaga siya.
Mm.
So, after noon, akala ko medyo fling-fling lang din yan. Kasi meron pa naging isang guy before sa kanya.
Wow, so, ikaw na.
Grabe.
Ayun, feeling ko hindi medyo seryoso. Pero nung bumalik siya, parang sabi ko, OMG, parang, okay, this might be something serious.
Mm.
Ayun, parang naging official na.
Okay, so
3 years ago, so ayun.
3 years ago, tama? Irish?
Incoming 3 years na kami.
Ah, okay. So nung sinabi mong nag-reapply siya, nag-resign ba siya dahil sa'yo? Tapos nag-reapply siya dahil? Ah, hindi naman.
But he wasn't really happy at work. Kasi
okay.
Parang wala siyang masyadong friends. Parang gusto niya mag-venture sa ibang state, sa ibang hospital, ganyan. Mm. So, parang, it wasn't because of me.
Okay. So, what started that, kumbaga, relationship between the two of you as friends muna? So, parang ano ba, nagka-coffee kayo together, nag-meet kayo sa pantry, anong kwento?
Nag-meet sa pantry. Ano, it was for his going away party. Parang, kasi,
mag-despedida, okay?
Ayun, may pa-despedida na ang naging ending. Ako lang yung pumunta.
Ay.
Baka naman ikaw lang invited talaga doon. Setup lang talaga to.
Hindi, anong tawag dito? It turned out na, kasi parang for close
friends.
Circle lang. Kasi parang siyempre, yung iba naman parang ayaw nila i-invite yung mga manager, ganyan. Merong naging major despedida na kasama yung mga ibang coworker. Pero ito, parang separate siya. So, parang invited ako doon, ganyan. Tapos, ang naging turn ako lang yung naging ending lang napunta doon. Pero I was single at that time na parang wala na yung mga previous relationship, ganyan. Ayun.
Okay.
So,
wow. So doon nag-start?
Doon nag-start.
So parang doon tinakda ng tadhana?
Parang nag-start-to-start po kami ganyan.
Ah.
Ayun.
Okay.
Wow.
And anong year to? Sorry. Kailan to?
2019. Well, naging official 2019 eh. So, late 2018, ganyan.
Okay.
Wow,
okay. So medyo matagal na rin, mga 3 years, roughly 3 years, no? Going out. Tanong namin, exclusive ba kayo na dating? Mm. Ganyan. Kasi dyan na papasok yung, meron bang in-entertain kang iba? Alam mo, syempre.
Meron naging parang kasling, kling, kling. I suppose you would call it as a thing, no? Parang, it was from my workplace din. So parang, ayun.
In demand si Irish Kay. Ang beauty.
Ayun. So parang, it started out as like, wasn't really serious na relationship. Kasi parang, he was also talking to other girls, ganyan, na parang, sa akin, okay lang. Kasi, iniisip po, medyo, alam mo yung mentality ng mga foreigners, syempre yung mga liberated, ganyan, hindi naman, wala yung parang ligaw, ligaw portion. Parang kung tayo hindi na talaga, tayo, nagkato. So parang, ayun, parang sabi ko, okay, medyo, ewan ko kung ano nangyayari. Kasi I was in a different headspace din at that time. Kasi parang, I was trying to move on, ganyan, tapos, talagang, tapos merong ibang lalaki na was trying to get into my life, ganyan-ganyan. Sobrang magulo. Sobrang medyo, nag-start kami as magulo.
So, kailan naging hindi magulo? Kailan yung exclusivity ng inyong relationship na talagang nag-usap kayo na, okay, tayo na, and meron tayong rules, bawal kang makipag, you know, lumabas with others as a friend. Kailan yung time na yon na confirmed na talaga na kayo na?
Confirm na, January 2019, yun talaga yung confirmed na exclusive na ganyan, wala na siyang kakausap ng ibang friend.
Okay.
Ayun. At saka
so, mahigit 2 years. Teka, kasi ito yung topic natin kanina pa, no? Binanggit namin noong umpisa. Kasi normally, kapag, syempre, ibang lahi daw, lalo na, syempre, di ba, yung medyo mas iba sa atin na parang mas open sila.
Liberal.
Liberated, you know? No, ganyan, eh, no? Parang, bakit sa kanya ba? Parang nagulat ka ba na parang, uy, bakit siya naman? Parang hindi naman open sa ganun. Parang gusto niya, akin lang.
Medyo naging iba yung standpoint niya. Kasi, sabi niya, kasi tinanong ko din siya, sabi ko sa kanya, is it alright for me to have a guy friend if I was in a relationship or yun nga, within the relationship, ganyan, magkakaroon ng guy friend. Sabi niya, hindi daw, kasi parang there would be at some point, ito yung ano niya, yung understanding niya, there would always be at some degree of attraction from a male to a female.
Wow.
So parang if there is like a slight opening, like a small chance, talagang magda-dive in talaga yung male sa female friend niya. Parang ganun, if there was a chance to date, they would. So parang yun yung naging mentality niya. So parang sabi ko, oh, okay. So ayun, ever since na ganun yung naging standpoint niya, I would respect that. And ayun, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Ayun.
And are you like
communication?
And are you like that kay Sean din? Na bawal kang lumabas with as a friend na yan. Or you go with like okay lang, ikaw okay lang kung okay lang sa'yo.
Sa akin naman parang based on our relationship, wala naman kasi siyang female friend. Lahat talaga as in guys.
Mukhang pumayag naman si Sean na kausapin natin and to get his take on, you know, our topic today. So, can you pass the phone to Sean now? Hi, Sean!
Okay.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, Sean! Morning!
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Okay, that's good.
Sean, thanks very much for, you know, for your time and sharing your story. And we're in the topic of, like, you know, going out with your guy friends or girl friends as a friend when you're already in a relationship. In a sense, and Irish said that it's a no-go for you. Can you tell us more, you know, something about this one? Is it about being exclusive? Why are you not comfortable with it? What's your take?
I think it just depends on the person, you know. If I don't know the guy, then obviously I'll be like, who's such and such, or... But if it's, you know, if it's someone I know and I'm comfortable with it and it's okay for me,
yeah.
Yeah, really depends.
Mm, okay, so you're actually okay with it if you know the person.
Right. If I know the person, yeah, definitely.
Like, say, for example, Nimrod, my male best friend.
Okay. Or...
Okay. Yeah. Nag-name call na tayo. How about you for, Irish K on you? Like, does she allow you to do the same thing?
Well, we haven't had that situation yet, so. Yeah, no, it hasn't happened for me, so. I just have guy all friends.
Right. All guys.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you know if, like, say, for example, Irish would ask for permission, like, hey, I'm just going to meet up with a friend, right? I haven't seen in a long time. Would you say yes, like, right now, or looking into the future, but not thinking that, you know, maybe this guy likes her or something like that?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Irish, mo okay naman pala. Oh. Sabi mo kanina parang
sabi medyo iba yung tono nito.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think it all boils down to trust, because I think they both trust one another, and as long as they both communicate, everything should be fine.
Probably last question for Sean. Does she always have to tell you that she's going out with a friend, as a friend, like in a sense, like male friend?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, for sure.
Medyo matipid lang siya, parang kinakabahan ako dito. Okay lang ba, Irish? Okay lang ba yung mga tanong natin?
Baka na-shock siya sa tanong.
Medyo mahiyain talaga to.
But thank you, Sean. Right, thank you so much for sharing your view.
Yung mga next question sana natin para sa kanya is like, magbabago ba? Tingin mo, dapat magbagong isip?
Kung meron kayong communication, parang he has to know, like, mga details. Kung sino ba to? Paano? Bakit? How, paano pupunta doon, yep. Parang there's nothing something shady going. As long as there's nothing shady, okay naman. So parang nangyari kasi kay Paolo Contes, parang bakit kailangan sa Baguio, pwede naman sa Mandaluyong, yung mga ganun.
Sa mga couple dyan, na hindi pa komportable pag-usapan yung, uy, pwede bang lumabas ako, magpapaalam. How do you open the conversation?
I guess you really have to be honest. Mm-mm. With each other, kung ano intentions niyo, kung ano ba yung values niyo that you hold as a couple, as long as it aligns, you just have to ask it. Kasi hindi nyo naman kailangan pwedeng ignore yun over time. Mm-mm. Kasi parang you have to face it as a couple, you have to solve it as a couple, like you're in a team, parang there's something else going on, parang medyo dodgy yung ganun na situation, na relationship. But it has to be open.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.